You've got a passion for the outdoors, a desire to feel the warm sun on your face, the sound of your fly line whipping through the air, the pop of the water as the fish inhales the fly you just found in the floorboard of your truck. You need to feel the cool waters on your feet, the crisp north breeze of a November morning, the sound of a turkey gobble, the December rut, the chills of an elk bugle in September. It's the longing passion to chase your obsession. This is what we share. This is what we preach. Welcome to Honey Hole Hangout.
What's up, fellas? Yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
It's Landon and the Zachs.
Nice.
Back at you with another episode.
Back at again.
You guys
fiery.
I know.
Today.
Out of the habit.
I got to bring the energy. Do you guys like Raising Cane's?
Yeah.
I mean, they were good at first, but now they're just, like, make me feel greasy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you the last time I ate it.
When I was in college, I ate there all the time. Now I'm, like, very particular about when I eat there.
However, when I was in college, I actually preferred Golden Chick more because they can make it spicy.
Oh.
Mm.
Like, they put, like, a spicy rub on it.
Well, I found a new restaurant that's like Cane's, but way better.
Is it Zaxby's?
No. Okay. Zaxby's is not better.
No, Zaxby's is dry as shit.
Is worse.
Yeah, and the sauce is worse.
Yeah.
Slim Chickens.
Slim Chickens is a shit.
Slim Chickens is
Slim
great.
Slim Chickens. Where's that at?
There's a bunch of them.
Well, I ate it in Lubbock.
I've not seen one ever.
Oh.
For the record.
Well, there's one up.
There's one in Lubbock.
There's one on Helotes.
Okay, well, I'm not driving to Lubbock.
There
or
is one
Helotes.
In Helotes.
Is there one close?
Helotes is like 5 minutes away from my house. It's not that far.
I know there's one downtown.
You're probably from right where we are. You're probably, without traffic, 15 minutes away from a Slim Chicken.
That's a long way.
15 minutes? It took me 45 to get here.
I've got a Chick-fil-A right over there.
Oh, Slim Chickens is better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, like 10 times better.
Okay,
Chick-fil-A is pretty hard to beat, honestly.
Think
Cane's, okay, with better-tasting chicken.
Better-tasting sauces.
And you have 20 sauce options.
It's a little overwhelming, I'm not going to lie.
It is a little overwhelming, but I tried two, and they were both fantastic.
And sometimes if you're nice to the people who work there, they'll be like, I'm going to give you the special mix. And they're like, oh, I'm going to take this sauce and this sauce and this sauce.
How
and
often
put them.
Do you go there?
I've been there twice. And it's actually a place that John and I frequent on our half days.
Is twice a frequent thing?
We frequent them on our half days. So we.
But you've only been there twice.
Yeah, we don't have many half days a year.
You can't call that a frequent.
I mean, like, if we have, like, three half days a year.
And he goes two out of the three.
That's right. Like me saying I frequently go to Mexico.
That's more. No. The correct term.
Yeah, a little bit.
More
often. I see your point.
The answer is more often than not on half days. We go to Slim Chickens.
There you go. Yep.
More that's the terminology you're
more
looking for.
More than half on my half days.
Yeah.
I go.
Okay. All right. That's acceptable. Lou is out of town.
Honestly, it is pretty good.
You guys want to go to Slim Chickens after this? Because I'd be down.
Dude, I'm down.
I'm
actually.
Down. Yeah.
Okay, after this podcast, let's go to Slim Chickens. Dude, I'll drive to Helotes to go eat Slim Chickens
right,
with y'all.
Let's do it.
And then drive back to go home.
That sounds pretty great. Okay.
So,
I'm down.
Okay. Okay, sweet. So, I went to Lubbock this weekend.
Uh-huh.
My plans changed. I was supposed to go to the coast and go fishing.
I know.
That didn't work out. So I moved a couch and some things out of my garage to Lubbock. Thanks for your help, by the way.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Did you really help or no?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't want to say I was going to because I didn't know if I was.
He led me on. He was a tease. He was a tease.
I was like, I'll let you know what time I'm done with this stuff. And then I completely forgot.
And
then
he didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, that happens. Yeah.
But I will say, I'm very proud of myself. I did load that couch by myself.
Dang.
100%.
Are we talking the couch that's in your living room?
No. We're talking the green couch that's in our back guest bedroom that is also a pull-out couch.
You carry that by yourself?
By myself.
That's use your dolly?
So, the strap. No. What happened was I put it up on its side.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take the door off the hinges.
Uh-huh.
So, did that. And then put it up on its side. And then as I was moving it through the door, the pull-out couch portion decided to open and wedge itself in the door.
Oh.
So I had to, like, climb over it, and then I had to get a strap and strap it closed so it wouldn't open while I was. So I get into the hallway, and in the hallway it slides.
Uh-huh.
But I have to get it around that 90-degree corner.
Yeah, you have to pivot.
So I had to set it up on its end, pivot it, and then slid it to the front door. Then when I got it to the front door, I put it on a ground furniture dolly so it doesn't have – it's just – four wheels flat on the ground, and then slid it from there to the trailer.
Nice.
I feel I'm pretty proud
yeah.
of moving it by myself.
So see?
Yeah.
I did help you.
It worked out.
Now I helped you with your self-confidence.
Honestly. Yeah. But you did lead me on. So.
But sometimes it's a little tease, a little nice.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to moving furniture. It's okay. It all worked out. I know you. It was last minute because my plans got canceled last minute, so it wasn't really fair for me to be like, "Hey, dude, come help me move a couch." Like,
yeah, it wasn't fair.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't.
I think what's more unfair is you're calling me out in front of the public right now.
I don't care about that. I don't care about that at all. I would hope that you do the same to me. So.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh,
as soon as I get a chance.
The very second.
The Slim Chicken shit better be good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you got the furthest drive out of all of us because you got to drive there and drive back.
Yeah. Well, realistically, I mean, how. Helotes is not that far. When we go, there's not going to be any traffic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like
it
10
literally will take 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless there's one closer.
I mean, look it up. There might be.
I'm about to find out.
I'm however, if it's in the opposite direction from my house, I'll go to my Slim Chickens, and then we can just FaceTime.
Oh.
Hey. No, there's not one closer. That's the closest one.
Okay, so you... okay, so let me finish. I went
you
to Lubbock.
Tell me, sorry.
I went to Lubbock, moved some stuff. Hung out with family. It was great. I do have a Playa Lake update for you guys.
Okay, what's your update?
So my brother and brother-in-law and some other people I know in Lubbock are very into Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the things you do there.
Yeah. And
the windiest place on earth. I don't know why we decided to throw
Frisbee. I am not. So
but there's always a lake near the Frisbee golf
I've
places.
Played Frisbee golf. I don't know, not really my thing. It's like now I gotta buy discs and I'm like I already have too many hobbies.
You
wanna
take my discs? I'll give you discs. I have four. I have
it
I
still
have
doesn't
one
get me excited.
Everything.
I feel like they would not be used. And it's better for them to not be used by you than to not be used by me.
Wait, have you've played though, right?
I played one round.
And it wasn't just like the most exciting thing you've ever done?
It's pretty fun.
Right?
I will say. Okay. I can't afford to deep dive into it.
No. I have too many hobbies.
If the Frisbee golf course surrounded a Playa Lake and I went on a discovery mission and I found carp in the Playa Lake.
To hell with
would
the Frisbee
you, golf. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
And I'll
exactly.
say every frolf course in Lubbock has a lake.
Like around, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you guys got me thinking, because there's a couple here in town.
A little frothing.
A what?
Frothing.
A frol?
Froth.
Froth?
Froth.
What the hell is a froth?
Frisbee golf. Froth.
A froth. Okay. I heard, like, froth.
Frothing.
With an L. Froth.
Froth. Froth. Froth.
Man, what's in the water tonight?
While they were playing Frisbee golf, I was kind of like keeping up with them and talking with them. But I like go over to the water and just like scout. I didn't have a fly rod with me. I just scout. I'm like, I wonder if there's carp in this Playa Lake. Mm. And the conditions were horrible for seeing fish because it was extremely overcast.
And windy?
And, well, wind doesn't really affect your ability to see them. But then there was, like, that white cloud reflection across the water, and the water was dirty. So I was like, unless they're, like, right up on the bank, there's, like, no chance. Like, I walked around the lake, got about three-fourths of the way. I was like, you know what? This is just a waste of my time. I can't see anything anyway. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the full loop around the lake. And, like, the last section of the lake I hadn't looked at, 30 carp.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You counted them?
Oh, it was.
How did you keep track if they were moving?
Tails and stuff like.
He gave them each names.
Yeah.
There's Jerry
Joe
again.
What, a laser pointer? I would get confused. I would
Jerry's
just
got the funny
150 because I kept counting the same one over and over.
30 is an estimation.
Okay, that's cool though.
Plus or minus 5, so I'd say 25 to 35.
That's freaking sweet.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So great. I'm like really pumped now. And other than that, had a epic Nerf war, which is always fun.
Nice.
With my nephew and brother, and we turned the lights out in the house, did 2v2s.
Mm-hmm. Turned the lights out?
Yeah, it was pitch black, dude.
With flashlights or what?
No flashlights.
How do you know who won?
They used glowing dark paint, like Simba across the forehead.
Ooh,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Right? That would be cool.
Yeah. Honor.
Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kendall, I did that once. I got her that for her birthday 1 year when we were in Lubbock.
Glow in the dark paint?
Oh. Different birthday. No. We're saying Nerf guns. We're running around the parking lot shooting each other with Nerf guns.
Nice.
That was fun.
That's awesome.
That was like 12 years ago. It's crazy.
I thought it was the greatest idea when I got a body pillow and like riot shield.
That's funny.
And then after that round, we're like, okay, no more pillows. You can't use shields. Oh,
you can't use shields. He's going to take it.
So the guy that has the best idea, you know, I have
But wait, if it's dark and it's an honor system, why don't you just say you didn't get hit?
Yeah, because it's an honor system.
Yeah. What kind of honor do you have?
It's
a winner.
Honor system.
I'm a winner.
That's not, no.
That's winning.
That's not honor.
And we also did body, it had to be a body shot. So, like, if you got hit in the arm, you could keep going.
Did you have to, like, put your arm behind your back, though?
No, we didn't do that.
Oh, that's stupid, then.
Yeah.
You know, like, you
turn
get
into the knight on Monty Python.
Exactly. You know, you get hit in the arm, you get hit in the leg, you drop,
just
you lose that limb. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to, like, Christmas Eve. My parents would buy me and my brother. They would buy 4 Nerf guns, right? And Christmas Eve, that was like a tradition.
That's a pretty good tradition.
Honestly,
yeah,
that is.
To have a war. But the problem is their house is like, it's not small, but it's not like, so your house, Landon, how your living room, your living area and all that's pretty open.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs isn't. It's kind of like this, where it's like, there's pathways, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as Josh and I got older, Nerf wars got more and more dangerous because it's wood floors, mm-hmm. and we weigh more and we're faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slide into the wall. Yeah.
One time I gave my mom the idea to get my brother and my stepbrother Nerf guns for Christmas with like the intention like, oh, maybe she'll get me one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like I saw my brother open up his Nerf gun. I saw my stepbrother open up his Nerf gun and like all the presents underneath the tree were gone. And I was like, all right.
You missed out.
I missed out. And then,
wow.
But then my mom pulled a fast one. She's like, hey, I think there might be something for you underneath the bed in there.
Oh. Was it a Red Ryder BB gun?
It was a Nerf gun. Man.
What's that over there?
What's that in the corner?
It was fantastic.
Open it up. Open it up.
I did. I got excited.
Yeah.
And then I shut my eye.
You shut your eye out? Yeah.
Damn.
It's just going to happen.
So it's one of those that I'm looking at glass. You have a glass eye?
Yeah, the left one.
Yeah.
I pop it out and lick it every now
What'd
and then.
What'd you do with your eyeball when it fell out?
Got to keep it lubricated.
Yeah, somehow. Right? There's no moisture in there. You seen an eye socket? It's like the Sahara.
It's not what you expect it to look like, actually. I was hoping it'd be like a black hole, like in somebody's face.
It's not, right?
It's like pink, and it's almost flush.
Right?
It's not
it's
even
weird.
A hole.
No, it's not. Yeah, yeah, it's not concave. It's like a little flat little surface.
Yep.
Doesn't make any sense. It's like a little tongue in there.
What?
I wouldn't have said that, but. Oh.
Hey, is it you're right?
I never followed up with you on this. I saw Dune.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Twice.
Too. Oh, dude, I want to see it a second
time. I did it again in Lubbock in IMAX. It was awesome.
I want to see it in IMAX. What'd you think?
Oh, it was great.
It's so good, right?
It is so good. Yeah. I find myself thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Constantly. Because I think what I liked is that it's not a predictable outcome.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, I don't necessarily like how something's turned out, but it's an interesting take on. I don't know how to say this without
because it's not hero. It's not a hero's journey.
It's not a hero's journey. That is correct. It is a necessary journey.
But see, he tells you it's necessary. I don't even think it's necessary.
Well, and we can maybe talk about this more at Slim Chickens.
Yeah.
But he says it's necessary.
He says it. I don't even know if he believes it's necessary. But I think he's telling you one thing and his actions are different. And I think the movie does a little bit better job of getting that across than the book did. However, I'm half reading Dune Messiah right now. So,
yeah.
Which is apparently.
Well, maybe you can talk about the book more than when we go eat dinner.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen either of the Dunes, but I've got movie news.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
There's another Beetlejuice coming out.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That's
pretty exciting.
It looks good.
All the old cast. Yeah, that's going to be pretty
except for
cool.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Was he in the first
one? Yeah, he was one of the guys who died with what's her name?
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
That is he like still on trial for the whole shooting ago. Deal?
Yeah, I think they're trying to get dismissed. No. Well, yeah.
We don't have to go into that.
That was a bummer.
A bummer? Wait, what was a bummer?
Bringing it up. Alec Baldwin.
No.
Not bringing up Beetlejuice. That was exciting. But then remembering Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
What, did he die?
No, don't
Wait,
you
do
know?
You know?
No. Yeah, I know what happened, but I'm saying the way you said that, remembering Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Well, to me.
I've got some interesting thoughts on that whole thing. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, no. Now I want to know. Yes,
no,
yes, yes.
I'm not going to.
What are your interesting thoughts on this?
We'll have to talk about it later.
No, this is like prime time, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
With our demographic, who knows which way it goes? Not.
You, if... You tell me your interesting thoughts, I'll tell you my interesting thoughts.
And then I'll be...
And then you have thoughts, probably.
Heart.
No, I'm not going to say it. Not on the record, sorry.
Shoot.
Oh, we're there. We're almost there.
So, how was your Santa Fe trip?
Oh, man, it was so much fun. We left Sunday morning. We drove straight through. We went through Roswell on the way there. Because it's a little bit faster. And when I say a little bit, like 20 minutes faster.
How many aliens did you see?
I didn't see any because the GPS took us around Roswell, like the back way through neighborhoods, instead of seeing the alien.
It's because the GPS wants you to get...
Abducted.
Abducted.
Yeah. And like, where are they going to abduct you? Not at the museum. Near the museum.
Yes.
Unless,
on the outside of town.
Unless that's what they expect you to think.
Oh, that's true. Have you ever been to Roswell?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty great. I mean,
it's really not, but...
Have you done the museum?
No.
I've been in a museum in Roswell. There's like a few museums.
Have you been to the main alien museum?
I don't know if I went to the main alien.
The one that has like the alien on the gurney?
Well, can't you like pose with it and stuff? I think I've
seen. No, it's behind glass now.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of
it. See, I knew Roswell was lame.
Yeah. There is a bunch of pictures. And then honestly, that might be where my fear of aliens started and still lives is because of
that. I think. That your fear of aliens stems from a cruel prank that was played on you as a child.
Yeah, it's both. It's in Roswell.
Ooh. Have we discussed this prank before?
Probably.
Yeah, but this is probably
pre-me.
Pre-you on the podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time remembering my own story right now.
Okay, well, we can come back to that.
I can't remember what prank it was now.
The one your dad pulled.
That traumatizing.
Right? He drove you out into a field?
Oh, yeah. God. See, okay, I think because you said prank, I was like, I don't know if my dad did this on purpose or if he really thought we were going to go hunt for aliens. I don't know.
No.
And you know my dad, and I don't know. Like, you probably don't know either. Like, who knows?
It was probably a prank.
It probably was a prank. He might have been real. I don't know. So, anyways, after we went to Roswell, the museum, my dad put me, my brother, my two stepbrothers in the car and was like, we're going to drive out to where the crash happened. And they think it happens, like, in the middle of, like, the forest or something. And so, literally, from Roswell, New Mexico, we drive, like, an hour and a half in the wrong direction into the middle of a forest. And we get out, and we start looking for a crash landing. And this is, like, 50 years later. So, obviously, you're not going to be able to find the crash landing, you know. And we're literally just, like, running around through the woods. And as we're running around trying to find it, we found, like, these bones that were just, like, in a weird position in the middle of rocks. Yeah. And we get up there, and they're, like, in different shapes and stuff. And we're like, what is this? We found the alien crash site. This is where people come to worship them. And then, I don't know.
That's not as scary as I was expecting.
No.
No.
But then during that same trip, and actually we went to Santa Fe, too, we stayed in a cabin. And, like, my brother and I, like... We always, like, had to, like, share bed with your brother, you know? And so my brother and I were, like, in our little room, and I'm terrified of aliens. And all of a sudden, like, I see, like, a flashlight on the outside of the cabin window, you know? Oh. But I didn't know it was a flashlight. I thought it was, like, aliens because somebody was, like, moving it and shaking it around, you know? And then somebody started screeching on the windows.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think somebody did. It might have been a branch. I don't know. I never looked because I was terrified. I actually put my head under the covers. So.
See, that would be a little scary.
Yeah.
That would be kind of scary.
Since you're on story time, you have a skiing story that you need to
tell
us.
Oh, yeah. So when we were In Santa Fe. We did.
Oh, this was on your Santa Fe trip still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like an old story. I didn't know this was like.
No, the yelling at the ski man story.
Okay.
Yeah, this happened like 5 days ago.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, sweet. So, I'm excited.
Okay, so you guys love my GameStop yelling at the man who came in and was like cursing up a store in front of kids. So this is in the same realm. So we get to skiing, and I was already kind of like, I made a mistake, and I did not pre-purchase my lift ticket or my ski rentals. And so I get to the top of the mountain. There's no cell service. And so I had to wait in line for 2 hours to get my skis. And I've been to Santa Fe over spring break before, and I've never had to wait more than 20 minutes. And so it was ridiculous. So finally, after getting there at 9, I was getting ready to get on the lift at 11. And I'm about to get on the lift, and this guy who's probably like 80 years old, maybe not 80, maybe like 75, you know, bright orange jacket, big boomer energy, right? He's like, he doesn't have his skis on. He comes and stands next to one of the guys who's working there. He's like, somebody took my ski poles. He was like, and I'm going to stand here and look for them. And the guy was like, all right, dude, but like, why don't you just tell me what they look like? That way I can help. And so he's like, they're really, really unique. And I didn't hear the rest because I got on the lift. And so I ski back down, right? And I'm kind of waiting for a buddy. And then about an hour later, I get in a different ski lift line, right? And I got my headphones on. I'm kind of by myself. And all of a sudden, I'm like kind of like just jamming, and I hear somebody go, security, can I get some help over here? Security, security, right? And I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I take off my headphone, and that orange guy is like standing right in front of me, right? And he is like, there's two kids who are like right here, probably like 12 and like 7 years old, right? And then the old man right in front of him. And he is yelling at them, berating them with, and he's holding his ski poles in his hand going, why would you steal these? Why would you steal these? Where did you find these? What? There was another set with these. Where are they at? And they're like kids by themselves, right? And so I just like couldn't take it. I'm like, why is this old man like yelling at these kids right now, you know? So I took off my headphones.
And the kids are like in front of you.
They're like literally right in front of me.
Okay.
We're all in line to get on this lift. The two kids are right in front of me. He is in front of them, turned around yelling at them, right? And, the reason why I shared that I had to wait 2 hours because they were sort of running out of equipment, and they ran out of ski poles, and the guys who worked there said, if you see ski poles that look like our rentals on the ground, just go ahead and pick them up and replace, like, you can use them and then just turn them in at the end of the day, you know? And so, like,
oh, so these didn't belong to this old man.
No, they did, but, like, everybody who got rentals was told, like, hey, like, if you find some that look like ours, just use those and then put them back, you know?
Interesting.
And so he's yelling at these kids, right? So I take off my headphone and I go, dude, what's wrong with you? I was like, we're surrounded by people. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, these are kids. These are children. And you're sitting here yelling, and you're an adult man. I was like, why do you think you can do that? I said, they probably didn't even intend on stealing it. They probably don't have ski poles right now. We were told to pick up ski poles if we're renting them, and they just using them. I was like, they don't even know what you're talking about, what you're yelling about, right? And at the same time, then everybody around us started chirping in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? Dude, they started shitting on this dude. It was
hell
the best
yeah.
thing ever.
Dude, if you're listening, fuck off. I hope you hear that.
Dude, man, like a lady turned around and was like, yeah, they're like, they're kids. Leave them alone, man. They're like, you can buy your own stuff, right? And another guy said something else, and he was like, you know what? He was like, you're right. And he put his hand on the girl, right? Was like, that's kind of weird anyways.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'm sorry, you have a nice day, honey. And then he like started to walk off, right? And then he turned around and he was like, but you know what? At least my kids know they shouldn't be stealing, right?
What the
right? And then this other guy.
So then you went and punched him.
No, dude, I wish. Then another guy was like, you know how I did? They're like, yeah, but based on your attitude, your kids probably suck. Man, it was the best thing ever. Oh, dude.
Dude.
So that was
Based on your attitude, your kids probably suck.
That was the best part of it all. As he's walking away, based on your attitude, your kids probably suck. I was like, hey. So, and then everyone's like, you know, asking the kids, like, are you all right? Are you all right? You know. They were scared. I don't even know if they didn't really say anything. But
yeah, I'm surprised they weren't like crying, man. Especially dude. A 7 year old. Like, dude, if I was, I would be shitting my pants if some guy was yelling at me. I didn't know why.
Dude, I felt so bad for him. I was like, man. But so that was my exciting story.
I'm
going to
start hanging around with you. I want to see some interesting stuff.
I know.
Dude, it's like, it's so
Slim
funny.
Chickens.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh. That could be the chance.
Man. It's
oh,
so,
come on. Fingers crossed.
If Kendall and I go anywhere, there's something about, like, a little bit of, like, teacher energy that, like, just steps up and you're like, what? Like, I wouldn't expect my kids to act like this. So why do you feel like you can act like this, you know? And it's just, like, I don't even realize it's about to happen until it happens. And then I'm like, oh, it's happening now. You know?
It's too late.
Dude.
I'm either going to get punched or this is going to be okay.
Right. Like, that happened. It happened in a movie theater, like, 2 years ago. Like, we're seeing, like, the new, like, Marvel movie. And this guy was just being, like, super rude and annoying. And he was, like, on his phone and everything. And then his phone started ringing. And he goes to answer it, right? And Kendall's sitting between us. I reach over Kendall. I tap him on the arm. I go, no. I literally
no, sir.
I shook
no
my
phones.
Finger at him. I did, dude. I was like, we're not going to do that. And then he turned. And he was about to say something. Kendall was like, enough. We're not doing this. And then nobody talked the rest of the movie. But it was great.
If I see that phone one more time, I'm going to take it away.
You have to have your parents can pick it up, okay?
ooh, controversial. Do you, at the movies, clean up, take your trash to the trash can after, or leave it in a mess for the staff to clean
That's
up?
That's not controversial.
No, it is controversial.
Yeah, I bet there's a huge
because every time I leave a theater, there's popcorn all over the floor, and people just leave all their on it. They leave all their shit and drinks and everything for the staff to clean up.
Yeah, I mean, if I drop popcorn kernels on the floor, I'm not gonna pick them up.
No, but you're gonna take your bucket.
Oh yeah, anything else I'll take away and take out and throw away. However, I go to Alamo Draft House where they bus it. Like
that's
a little
different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the guy, like, if I go to a restaurant, even and not just fast food, like sit-down restaurants too, I will, like, clean the table afterward. Like, wipe all the anything I dropped into the plate. Like, I organize everything nicely.
Yeah, I put all my trash on the plate and stuff like that. I'm not, like, cleaning the table.
I hate going to a place if, like, especially, like, if it's, like, fast food or fast casual, and I'm, like, there's not, like, a clear standard. I'm, like, I need to do something with this, but I don't know what to do with
it. I hate going to a place and not knowing if I'm supposed to bust my own table.
Yeah, I went to Babe's Old Fashioned Burgers the other day. And
I'm like, are there trash cans? Right. Like, and you can't find them. I'm like, do I? And you're looking around at other tables to see if other people left it out because you don't know. And that, I don't like that.
No, not at all.
No, but it amazes me how much people just leave their garbage in a theater. And I've seen people on social media be like, it is not my job to pick up my trash after a movie.
Says who?
Right?
Said, no, like, they're on, like, on their account, like, it is not my, you know, like,
they those, got, those
that's what they pay the staff, like, the
that's
are you
ridiculous.
Serious?
Well, the people that work there, it's not their job to clean up your mess. It's their job to pick up anything you may have missed, right? Make sure it's ready for the next people.
Right.
Like the next movie ridiculous. Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's assholes. Ridiculous.
Yep. Yes, I like how Santikos now does the thing where it's like, these are called trash cans, and you put your trash into them.
Oh, do they?
Oh, dude. It's not that exactly, but it's pretty, like, it's pretty on the nose. Yeah. Like, this is what a trash can looks like.
That's pretty funny.
And then it's like a person walking up to it and, like, putting their trash in it, and it's like, you should do this after the movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Help us out.
You guys, when you're, like, when you're going to your seat in the theater, do you ever look and see if anybody dropped money or anything?
No.
I don't think I would actually, if I found a wallet, obviously I would not keep it, but it's like the excitement of finding treasure.
Mm.
Like if somebody's keys fell out, like you're like, I found these.
See, it doesn't give me excitement. It gives me anxiety because I'm like, oh, now I got to go find somebody to give this to.
Oh, no, you just take it to the counter. Hey, I found these.
I still find somebody to give it to.
Not really. There's always somebody at the counter. It's hardly a search.
So when I was, I lost my phone seeing Tropic Thunder when I was a kid at a movie theater. And then I called it the next day and like some dude and like answered it in Spanish. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, you're not getting that back?
I did not get it back.
No. I one time
he
at
answered
Six
it.
Flags and I think I was like a freshman in high school. My wallet had fallen out on one of the roller coasters. I didn't realize it until like 30 minutes later, right? I was like, oh, it must be there. So I went back and somebody had found it and put it in like the belongings bins. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call those. Like I lost was, and I found? Was really no, not lost and found. You know how when you get on a roller coaster, it's like got a spot where you can put your bag and your hat or whatever. Somebody had put it in there. Didn't even take it. Like, there was cash in it. Didn't even take it.
Because you always hear about somebody like losing a hat or something on a roller coaster and they die because they climb the fence and like it falls off like while the ride's going up it's like in the grass, like underneath the coaster, and like somebody dies because they get
run over by a roller coaster?
Kicked in the head by somebody's dangling feet.
Yeah, dang.
I've never heard that before.
That'd be a way to go.
You've never heard that?
No.
That's happened like a couple times in the last probably decade. Handful of times in the last decade.
I don't think I get on roller coasters anymore. Not that go upside down, because I've seen a bunch of videos of people like vomiting at the top of a loop.
Yeah.
And you can catch it on the way.
Everybody else gets
I don't
it.
Think I can ever get on a roller coaster again. Yeah. I've seen too much of that.
You know what's funny? When you're a kid, you're like, why would anybody not want to ride roller coasters anymore? And then you at a certain age, you're just like, I don't need to.
Well, they're a lot of fun. I'm really scared of the vomit thing.
Really?
I'm really scared of the vomit thing.
But think about how many roller coasters you've been on and how many of them have involved vomit.
Yeah, but now that I know that it's a possibility, the chances are too high.
Mm. My stepbrother threw up on a roller coaster one time. It was pretty gnarly.
Get bitten by a shark when you go wading at the coast.
Yeah, but there's more of a reward there.
If you bit by a shark, what's the reward?
No, a redfish. We're on two different wavelengths.
No, I see what you're saying.
The risk is worth the reward. Yeah. The risk of vomit in your face is not worth the 30 seconds of adrenaline.
If I want that kind of adrenaline, I'll just ride when my mom's driving. I'll just go with her. She listens to this. She'll like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I do like roller coasters. What kills me is the line. Like, I'm not going to go to a amusement park on, like, a busy day and, like, spend 4 hours in line just I'll go on 110-degree Thursday in the middle of the summer and where, like, there's nobody there because it's so hot and it's a Thursday. And, like, I've even, like, at Fiesta, like, no one's in line. You guys want to go again? No one's in line. Like, same roller coaster, like, four or five times in a row.
Yeah, when that happens, it's a little bit of magic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes, like, the earth tries to tell you something, and I feel like that's one of those times.
Mm. Are you guys a front of the roller coaster kind of person?
100% front row. Yeah.
I've always heard that there's more, like, you feel more G-force in the back.
That's how the people who sit in the back because they're forced to tell you, but they're wrong.
Okay. Also, although I said I did not like waiting on roller coasters, I am willing to wait an extra 10 to 15 minutes to sit in the front.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I'm doing that.
I either want to be in the back or the front. The middle sucks.
What? I just feel like it's just part of the roller coaster. I'll just sit wherever. Actually, I'll sit in the place that has the shortest line.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait a little bit longer for that front spot.
No, if I've been waiting like 3 hours, I'm ready to be done with
this. See, yeah, yeah. No, I think if it's there, I agree. But if it's like a 20-minute wait and it's like an extra 5 minutes,
now what if you're riding a Space Mountain and it's completely pitch black? Mm-hmm. Does that matter?
No.
I've sat in the front of Space Mountain. Yeah. I feel like a celebrity.
I know this is kind of old news at this point, but the new Iron Rattler at Six Flags. Yeah. Have you guys ridden that one?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sat in the front on that one.
That's pretty cool. It doesn't shake you around as much anymore, though.
No, but that drop is, like, straight down.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about sitting on the front is, like, even on the Titan, which is at Over Texas, there's a spot where you, like, you get to, on the front, you get to hang over the edge before you start moving.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you get that, like, oh, like that peer, that peel
Isn't
over.
Isn't that the one that lady died on? She, like, fell out. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was, like, the son of something,
was,
right?
She was sitting with her son.
The son of the giant.
Something like that.
At Over Texas?
Yeah.
It was her and her son. The one in Dallas.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was her and her son, and she, like, came unbuttoned and fell out.
I remember, like, wasn't it, like, this was a long time ago, but somebody, like, drowned in, like, the, you know how they do, like, the River Rapids thing where you sit in a circle and they, like.
Oh, the gully washer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody drowned in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
Amusement parks kill, like, a dozen people every year.
No joke. No.
I pull that number right in my ass.
I feel like we'd hear
But hey, right? Honestly, though, it sounds believable, right? Because we all have some sort of experience at an amusement park.
Yeah.
70% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Right? If I said like 25 people, you guys have been like, really, that many?
Yeah,
I believe
like,
it.
Yeah. What? No, but 12 is like, okay.
Right, 12, because it's not like an outrageous number, but it's like, that's more than I would have thought.
Amusement parks kill more people per year than spiders.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's believable.
It's
yeah,
true.
Right? Because spiders probably kill what, like maybe two people?
I
I don't think.
Remember, on yeah, it's not even that many. It may not.
It's like, I think it's like 3/4 of a person, you know, brown recluse that kills part of your body.
I gotta look it up. You'll I want to know. Cool. Anyway, so to end my Santa Fe trip quickly, we did go fish on Thursday. We were going to go to Chama after Noah.
Tell us about Noah's shop.
Dude, Noah's shop is cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm forgetting the action because his guide service is Land of Enchantment Guides.
Yes.
And the name of his shop
is... The Fly Fishing Outpost.
Thank you, Fly Fishing Outpost. And we went there, like, first thing when we got there because I really wanted to check it out, and I was hoping that Noah would be working. And he was, and so he just, like, really helped out Kendall and I. We kind of chatted for a little bit.
Did you buy anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we bought some flies. We bought some leaders. And he kind of set us up that we were going to go to the river, the Chama, to go fish, and he kind of gave us some good spots to park and go hike up to, like, get some really cool access spots. And then what ended up happening is we were going to go on Wednesday. Kendall got food poisoning on Wednesday.
From what restaurant? Call him out.
We don't know. Food poisoning can happen between 48 to, like, what?
Like, yeah, but sometimes hours before. You're like, when you're eating the meal, you're like, something's a little off.
She didn't know.
Okay.
And I think it was a mix of that mixed with altitude because sometimes it hits her pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And so Wednesday, she ended up just kind of resting. And so we ended up going Thursday, but because she was still kind of zonked from Wednesday, we just we went to the Pecos and fished that because you can literally park and then fish within like 100 yards of your car and catch fish, you know. And it's a shorter drive than the Chama was too. So, caught rainbows. I caught one, and then I did that. I do this every time. I catch one really quickly, and then I kind of feel bad for Kendall, and so I kind of, like, put my hook on my rod. I'm like, all right, like, here, fish this spot, you know, until she gets one, and then she gets one, and then she's kind of, like, learned from me, and then she, like, catches, like, two and three, like, right off the bat, and I'm like, wait, slow down. I got to get my rhythm back, you know, and so I caught one, and she caught two. I did hook into a second one, but I didn't land it.
Tiny.
No, like maybe like 12 inches, you know. I shared that one in the group chat.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and then Kendall caught one a little bit bigger. But we had a fun time. It was like, I love fishing there because it's always, especially that time of year, it's always like 30 degrees and there's always snow on the ground. And I don't know. I love that part of America and so the Southwest. And so we just had a good time and then came back on Friday.
Yeah, nice.
A mix of skiing, fishing, and museums.
Are you coaching soccer now?
Yep. It starts on Monday.
Oh, it starts on Monday.
Yeah.
Are you preparing? You got your, like,
yeah, we have tryouts
coaching
on Monday.
Plans?
Yep.
How many people are you?
16 to 18 is what I'll keep. And right now I got 23 signed up, 24.
How hard is it to make cuts?
Last year I just had to, like, kind of do it on the fringes. Like, I gave the original head coach some pointers and stuff of, like, who I would keep. And he kind of made the cuts this year because he retired. I am the one officially making the cuts.
How does that make you feel?
I'm a little nervous, like, because, like, there's a couple of kids who I really like. They're just, like, they're good kids. Unfortunately, though, like, there are just some, like, really talented kids at my school who will make the team. And there's also some new kids trying out who are pretty good. And so, like, if they didn't make it last year and they're not going to make it this year, like, it doesn't sting as bad. Like, they're still good kids. But what really stinks is the kids who made it last year who might not make it this year. Mm-hmm. And there's already one or two I'm thinking of who might be on the bubble, and I don't know how they're going to take it.
So what do you do for tryouts? Like, what's your...
So we have 3 days of tryouts. I'm going to do different things.
3 days?
Yeah. Each day kind of focusing on a different aspect. So Monday we'll probably work on, like, dribbling and passes, maybe some shooting. Then I'll get a couple of looks at, like, if they can follow directions, work as a group, and then we'll do things like throw-ins and goal kicks and stuff like that, and just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
By the end of the second day, I'll probably have my list made up, and then the third day will mainly be just, like, to confirm.
You have your goalie?
I have a goalie who did pretty well for me last year, and then I have a backup goalie as well.
Okay.
So.
Check their grades, too?
Yeah, yeah. They have to. They have to be passing last
last
grading period, and they have to be passing the rest of the year.
Yep.
So I'm excited. It's just, it's a fun time of year, but also the rest of the year just flies by because, like, my mornings will start at 6:30 now. Like, I'll be on campus at 6:30.
You do morning practice for soccer.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
I like morning stuff because, like, I was telling Kendall, like, I don't view the morning as, like, my free time, if that makes sense. You know, like, I'll wake up early and get ready before, like, anything before school, I'm like, it's just, like, part of my school day.
Yeah.
But when that bell rings at the end of the day, I'm like, we're on my time now, you know. So practice after school, I feel like I'm cutting into, like, things I could be doing. So
I can understand that.
Yeah. But
dude, for a short period of time when I was playing basketball in high school, they were rebuilding. We had two gyms, so they were rebuilding one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to alternate morning and evening practices with the girls' basketball team. And I remember there were, like, two or three weeks where we'd have a Tuesday game that was, like, far away.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get back at, like, 11 or, like, 12. And then, like, morning practice the next morning at, like, 5 or 6. Like, having that turnaround time was, like, you play a game, you get home, you sleep, and then you practice the next morning.
Well, I forget for you, brutal. Like, you would play games probably an hour and a half away.
Pretty far away sometimes, yeah. Yeah. Whereas your games, it sounds like, they're probably pretty close. Oh, they're San Antonio
they're
schools.
They're all within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
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 I mean, like, if our tournament, even our tournament will be within 20 minutes away.
Yeah. No, for sure. So, anyway, tell us about your rod is, you broke it in.
Oh, yeah.
Helios.
It actually goes along with your Playa Lake story.
Ooh.
Kind of. Lou and I went out to chase carp this past weekend, and it was kind of like I'm trying to, she's caught one, and that was actually a pretty cool story, but she's caught one last summer, and we've been trying to get her another one, and it's not the easiest thing for me to teach, really.
And I know she's not here right now, but, like, what's the holdback? What do you think is?
I think she grew up dry fly fishing for trout, and I think there's some similarities there, but at the same time, dry fly fishing, like, you have more time. When a fish rises, like, it's going to rise in the same spot more than once. I don't know how long. I don't have experience with it, but they repeat that.
They get in a feeding pattern, and
Yeah, a carp, you have so long. When it starts feeding in a certain spot, depending on the spot, you've got so long to get to that fish before it moves to the next spot. Not necessarily spooking it, but before it's done. Like, it's done everything it's going to do there. And then on top of that, like, I think it's hard to, and I feel like a lot of people go through this, it's hard to select your fish. And I think she's still trying to figure out the fish selection thing, where it's like, you know, you go out to the river and you're looking for carp and you see one feeding or whatever and you cast to it and it kind of moves along, that's your rejection right there. Maybe, you know, or you see a fish moving slowly and it's like, you have to decide right then, is it worth my time to cast to this fish? Is it going to eat or is it not going to? So I think she has a hard time selecting her fish. Anyway, we went out there to our spot and we were, you know, trying to get her on a fish and I saw one and I told her I wasn't going to fish until she caught one. But I saw one. She was kind of far away by the time she got to it. Plus, it was a really hard cast and the water is super muddy and it was overcast. So I just saw this black, hardly even a silhouette, just this shadow, not even shaped like a fish, moving through the water in like 2 foot of water. And I looked at her and I asked for permission and she said, go for it. So I cast, I lead the fish by like 3 feet and I had to duck
down. Was
it
laser accurate?
It was laser accurate.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the Helios, by the way.
And you hadn't caught a fish on yet.
I had, but it was a small one. It was only like
16 okay,
inches.
Okay. So this is the next
this
one.
Was,
yeah.
This one was fat, dude.
Yeah.
It was. Anyway, it's the biggest belly I've had on a carp, I think.
Nice.
Like when you can't see it in the picture, but like when it was sitting in the net, the belly was like pouring. Anyways, but I had to, I led the fish by like 3 feet, and I had to like almost get down to water level to be able to see it because of the glare. And I watched the fish like bullet toward where my fly was.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, it bent that Helios pretty good.
I bet. That's pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm like itching to go again.
That's okay. I've set a goal. If I have to go every weekend until it happens, I'm catching a carp this year. That is my goal.
Can we hold you to that?
Yeah,
hold me
to it.
It's not as hard as people make it seem.
It's
no.
It's
but,
not, but I haven't done, like, I think.
But won't commit to going every time.
I've been 3 times specifically to look for carp.
He'll go, like, I'm going to go
in
bass fishing,
5 years,
but he needs to, like,
I'm going to tell you the secret to it. And it's really not a secret. It's just really, it's a really tough habit to break. It's a numbers game.
Yeah. The number of times they go out.
No. The more fish you see, the more likely you are going
to. Oh, yeah. I see 1 to 3 fish.
So the more you go out for them and seek them out, the more you will see.
And that's my thing is I need it. But the thing is, the 3 times I've been out, I've seen like 1 carp. So I always get in my head like, it's not worth my time.
Well,
but now I'm saying it is going to be worth my time. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm going to tell you, like, walk as quietly as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee there's more carp. There's more carp where you're going than you realize.
Well, that's why I went out. I went out Saturday because I told you we got back on Friday from Santa Fe. Saturday, Ken and I were sitting around, and then about halfway through the day, I was like, "I'm done sitting around. I need something to do on my day off." And so I went to the quad, and I fished a different section that I haven't fished in a while, and I started noticing little tufts of dirt like upstream. So I'm like, "I'm not doing it," you know, So then I kept going, and then I finally found some, but they were in really deep water. I told you, they were skirting the top of the water, and then they would, like, open up their mouth, and they'd go back down. Damn. And so I put on the tiniest popper I could and tried to make it happen. But
what were they eating off the top?
That's the thing. I've seen them do that once before when we went to that one little pond, and they were eating dogwood seeds there. Here, it did not look like they were eating anything. I did not see anything on the surface. Maybe, like, it's just really tiny bugs or something, but I did not see anything that they were eating. They literally looked like they were just cruising, slurping air, you know, almost like what the gar do, you know. It reminded me a lot of that kind of behavior. I know it's probably not what they were doing, but that's just kind of what reminded me. But then they went too deep where I couldn't see them.
Well, I'll say this. If you go out specifically looking for them, don't cast in a hole where you think a bass is going to be.
I know.
Can't do that.
That's what I like to do.
You're going to spook every fish 100 feet either direction if you do that.
That's what gets me. I'm like, all right, I just need to focus on carp.
You will eventually find a fish that is very obviously and aggressively shoving their face in the mud.
Yeah.
And those are the easiest, dude, I'm telling you. They're like redfish at that point.
But I just need to specifically go out for carp and only fish for carp.
You'll get one, dude.
I know. And I got a few places I need to try that I will. So I'll get one this year.
You will. You'll get one like before the summer.
Yeah.
If you go.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I have a feeling your spots on the river, you'll see them there.
Yeah, I got a couple that I'm going to hit and cross my fingers, hope for the best. I did take my first bass tattoo fish picture, what I was excited about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that same Saturday I went out, I caught I almost caught 13 fish. I caught 9 panfish and 2 bass.
Did you post this in the group?
I did.
Okay.
And so I've caught bass since I've got the bass tattoo, but I never had shorts on. And so I took one with my shorts on, and I was like, oh, this is the moment. Here it is, you know. It was a decent-sized little bass. I don't know.
Oh, was that? Okay, I remember seeing the picture now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was
that picture. It was great. Yeah, because half of us have that tattoo, so who knows? Who knows who took that picture?
I've got a tattoo idea. I don't want to say it yet because I don't want anybody to get it before me for the reason that I'm going to get it.
Dude, this is a podcast. You got to talk, dude.
No, I like to be mysterious. I am talking.
Can you give us a hint? Like, what kind is the fish tattoo?
I showed you something earlier that I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the thing I showed you?
I think so.
And people will, by the time this is out, people will have seen the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the hint for the tattoo that I want. I'm thinking about getting that.
Does it have to do with Friday?
Friday?
No, I think I'm confused.
No, it was the leprechaun thing.
What? No, I showed you a picture of something I bought that I'm going to do something with as a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Ooh. Honestly, that'd be a really cool tattoo.
I'm thinking about that.
You should do that one.
Now, again, everybody that's listening to this, yes, exactly. And everybody that's listening to this within the next week or so, hopefully you will see what I'm talking about.
Wait, you think you're going to, the joke, but you don't think you're going to get the tattoo within a week.
No. Maybe. I don't know. Because
dude, you should. Let me go with you. I love going with people when they get tattoos.
I do.
My brother's girlfriend is an apprentice at a shop.
Really?
And they live in the building next to this one.
Oh, nice. Come over, do it right here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it while we're recording.
Hey.
Little low hum buzz in the background.
That would be kind of cool.
Honestly, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, she's tattooed him a couple times.
And they look good?
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's.
Well, let's do it here, man.
That would be kind of okay.
That'd be pretty crazy.
During a podcast.
Honestly, that'd be pretty cool. I need to hit up Carlos. I'm going to have him do another one.
What are you going to get? What's your next
one? I'm going to get a Kingfisher.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. We saw one the other day.
Classic.
Yeah, I saw one at Trout Fest. I saw one just hanging out early in the morning. And yeah. I just love Kingfishers.
They're, yeah. They're cool birds.
Pretty cool.
They're yeah. cool birds. Cool.
Where are you going to get it?
Probably like right here.
Yeah.
So Kingfisher with like some flowers and stuff like that around it. So
why the flowers?
Mm-hmm. I like flowers. Yeah. I like flower tattoos. I think they look cool. And I like traditional style like this. It's yeah. so like thick, bold lines, bright colors.
Yeah, see, so do I. Yeah. I like that a lot.
So that's probably the style I'll go with.
Yeah.
Too.
When you go, let me know.
What kind of flowers? Hibiscus. No, hibiscus is weird. That doesn't make sense.
Don't yellow know. Rose.
Blue bonnets.
Ooh, yellow Ooh, rose, yellow actually. Cool. Yeah. yeah. The only thing is that with the UT, they have the Yellow Rose of Texas as their song, you know?
Indian paintbrushes.
I do like Indian paintbrushes. They're yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to get a Texas-ish flower.
Yeah, I was thinking blue bonnets would be cool.
Yeah, blue bonnets.
You know, and then, like, the Kingfisher would be, like, blue anyway, so that'd be
You do a
cool.
cactus with the bloom.
I actually like bloom. The cactus flowers, yeah. Those,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's very Texas.
For sure, Kingfisher with, like, some, like, trees and stuff around it. I don't know about the other stuff around it. Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, are we all going to get tattoos on the podcast?
I'd get tattooed on the podcast.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. But then again, I don't need much of a reason to get a tattoo.
No, I know, but it'd be fun to, if we all did it. We can get Carlos.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's the, I want him to do my next one, so.
Hmm. That'd be cool. What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You should get a tattoo of my cat, because she seems to like you.
Dude, your cat likes me.
Tell us about it, Puma.
Your cat is very unique, I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely a cat.
Yep.
Well, we have anything else to hit?
Yeah.
Anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, hey, we're going back to weekly format. I love it.
Weekly format, a little bit shorter.
Yep, a little bit under an hour sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Sometimes a little under an hour, sometimes an hour. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Quick announcement. If you guys want anything from the website, like Ironfly hats or Honey Hole hats or any of that kind of stuff, probably not reordering any more products.
Nice.
So this is your chance to get any Honey Hole stuff. We only have a little bit left. We have like two of Steve's books left. We have the second book, and the third book, Casting Onward.
Nice.
And Casting Forward.
I want a fly patch.
You want a fly patch? Like mm-hmm. the honey hole, mm-hmm. like sticky?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to put one in my office.
Okay. I'll save one for you because we had like three or four of those left.
Nice.
In your but office?
Yeah. Because like sometimes I realize like I'm tying flies.
Oh,
and
like
I'm
at
like,
home.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't have an office. I have a classroom.
So
that's much more prestigious.
Yeah.
Once our
bigger,
more square footage. It is bigger. And a lot more sinks.
Yeah.
Oh,
a
we
lot
have
more sinks.
Yeah. I have a science classroom. I have like 8 sinks.
Yeah.
We have Kevin Hutchinson fly tying kits left, a few of those left.
Nice.
So just a little bit of stuff left, but I think a
couple different hats.
Ironfly hats. If Ironfly hats aren't ordered by Real Recovery, I'm gonna give them to participants at Real Recovery
Good
or
idea.
Fishing
That's
Buddies.
What, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you guys want any Honey Hole stuff, this is going to be your last chance to get it because I'm going to shut the website down. Shut the store down.
The store. Yeah.
The store.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's just too much. So.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep. You guys got anything else? Any other announcements? You're going to be at Duck Camp on Saturday. This will come out after that, so I don't know why I said that.
yeah. If I saw you there, it was good to see you.
To
I'm glad we hang out.
Yeah,
good to meet
you. Yeah.
Let's do it again soon.
Yeah.
So, nice. All right, guys. See y'all next week.
Look in the description below to find links to our website, online store, YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Discord server, and blog. Please send your podcast questions and inquiries to info@honeyholeangling.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's possible for you to